This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresham and the Agenda 21 Show.
Exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, hello there, and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. A little bit of a snafu going on here with the studio. Anyway, we're going to make sure that all gets fixed. Anyway, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio, and remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. The state of the future, if you can believe that, yeah. The 51st state, it's going to roll right on through, meeting all constitutional requirements, and the nation is going to be so much better off. Republicans, Democrats, everybody is going to be welcoming New California. So anyway, like I said, welcome to the radio show. Lots of things going on. Happy 4th of July, belatedly one day. We did take the day off yesterday, so you did hear some replays from Scott Adams, and of course, we had Melissa Francis on from Fox Business. She made another cameo appearance, encore premiere appearance here on, or voice appearance on Agenda 21 Radio. And wow, what a sharp lady she is. And really, many thanks to Fox for allowing us to be able to interview her and give us so much time. You know, normally when you get somebody like that, they give you just, you know, 15 minutes most, max, that's it, or 7 or 12 or something like that, whatever fits into their schedule. By the way, Janine, Shapiro will be on the show with the Pereiro, however you say her last name. Judge Jeanine will be on the show with us on the 24th, actually, the 24th. She's got a new book coming out. And also, we have a lot to talk about in a very short period of time. Again, it's very difficult to get some of these personalities on the radio shows, and we really thank them for coming on. We've got a whole host of other things happening here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, also visit that website, newcaliforniastate.com. You know, newcaliforniastate.com, like I said, is really, really rising. In the third hour, we're going to be featuring some of the information that's coming up there. Lots of stuff happening in this new statehood. It's almost like a business that's developing the model around forming a new state or whatever. Some people would see that. Listen, it's a campaign of sorts to develop a new state. There's no doubt about it, but it's not a business. Not at all. I'll tell you what, if it's a business, we're going broke really fast. Anyway, so that's why you need to go hit that donate button. Your $5, $10 donations are more than welcome at the website of newcaliforniastate.com. All right, so what in the world is going on right now? It is coming down to a few days now in which President Trump is going to be announcing the next member, or at least his... We hope his candidate for Supreme Court justice to be filled. Judge Anthony Kennedy retired, or announced his retirement, so he's done, and now we get to pick another one. And it's coming down to controversy already relative to the judges and what judge should be picked and where and from whom. I'm going to go down that list for you here in a little bit. But one of the things that's starting to pop up is the religion issue. And how people feel, especially with the Roe v. Wade situation. You know that the Roe v. Wade case is going to be brought back up and probably overturned. Now, the Roe v. Wade, you got to just think about the number of babies that have been aborted in America over since the 70s. I think it was 72 when Roe v. Wade happened. And it has just been, this is a multi-billion dollar industry. It really clearly is a multi-billion dollar industry. You know, it was kind of interesting what we have in this country today relative to the various industries. The abortion industry, a multi-billion dollar industry there, and if you've ever understood really truly what abortion is all about, you'd be absolutely appalled at what's going on there. And it is the most sinister thing, in my opinion, that you can do, obviously, to the unborn. You murder them in so many different fashions that you do murder them. A lot of people don't understand there's many types of abortion and how it's done. And what it always leads to, of course, is the death of the baby. And at varying stages, you know, there's like the late-term abortions that they're now allowed to perform, which is really ghastly. But, you know, I understand. I used to teach anatomy and physiology to high school students and adults. And I've had that experience of holding a fetus, you know, for study reasons, academic reasons, in my hand on a number of different occasions, and different sizes, different stages of growth and develop from within the womb. And, you know, when you do go to study anatomy physiology, you do cadaver studies. That's just one of the things that you do. And, of course, you start from fetus on up and work to various corpses. And I'm not going to get into how you do all that stuff. That's just that's an academic pursuit. And those of you in law school, or excuse me, medical school, and those of you that are academics and study these things, you know where I'm coming from. But yes, you do actually. There are things that you that you actually have to perform on certain cadavers and so on. But the notion of what goes on with a fetus is something that I think is really, really relative. And how that whole thing barrels out on everybody is really the thing that I think is the most appalling, naturally, is they're actually killing babies that size and millions of them and getting a lot of money, federal money, actually. To do this, it's just a ghastly thing. Yet that looks like that decision is going to be overturned, and we all pray that it will be, because we've killed so many Americans before they even get out of the womb. And we talk about Americans, and we had this one discussion Oh, I think it was about a year, 2 years ago, about the number of aborted black babies in New York versus the number of birthed babies in New York in a given year. And that number, just a couple of years ago, was more babies being aborted than born black babies in New York. Now, everybody was everybody was making the notion or making a big thing about the race of the babies. And I said, look, we're not talking about the race of the babies. Who cares about the race of the babies? These are Americans that are being aborted. Straight up. They're being aborted. Americans are being aborted. And that's something that, of course, people just, it's hard for people to, you know, get their minds wrapped around that notion that you're aborting, you know, literally millions of Americans. Hundreds of thousands of Americans are aborted each year. Why? And then there's illegal immigrants. There doesn't seem to be any prohibition or any abortion that goes on down in Central and South America, does it? Yeah, but in America, we abort like crazy. Yeah, there's something wrong with that picture, isn't there? And I'm really hopeful that here in the next probably in the next 20, you know, maybe 5 years from now, the abortions will be down to nothing, hardly anything. I just think that that's the right thing to do, and for America and for society in general. It is something that I think that just has to happen because, you know, it to me, a society that destroys their infants, their children, it's such in the womb, is a society that probably will not last all that long. It's just sort of, you know, just think about it. It's a society that will not last all along. So we have an opportunity now to actually get to that process where we can actually stop these abortions. And that's what is so hanging in the balance. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the controversy because Donald J. Trump can now, what can he do? He can actually stop this process. He can stop this. Yeah. Make it illegal for abortions. Yeah, some abortions will probably have to happen. What we're doing right now, wholesale murder of infants and fetuses, could be ending. We'll be right back. Listen to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliates. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Website agenda21radio.news, and I'm going to join Maria Bartiromo here in a second. They're going to be talking about the Supreme Court picks. Apparently there's going to be six of them right now. We're getting down to that six level, and it's going to be I think it's going to be a bang up. There's no question about it. One of the candidates they're concerned about because she's Catholic. And, you know, it, in fact, I wonder if they're all Catholic, the 25 or the top six, which would be, I think, very controversial for a number of different reasons, obviously, because Catholics are staunchly opposed collectively to abortion, which is a good thing, obviously. The question is, the Catholicism in general question about government and who's in government and who's Catholic. And how many of them there are in government? I raise that question because as a Protestant nation, and we go back to the history of the roots of this country as a Protestant nation, there's always been this rub of Catholics versus, well, before, I guess you could say 1778, there's a big rub between the Catholics and the Protestants, and of course the Jesuits and so on that all developed from that. In the United States of America, it seems that, of course, the Catholics, which I'm from a family of Catholics, of course, it's been buffered to a great degree by the great nation that we are in accepting so many different types of religions and so on. And of course, that was something that's just key and essential. The First Amendment, good grief. But there are those, and I go back to the argument, I'll tell you, it was big in my family. It was huge. This is my first real experience with the Catholic Protestant thing, because coming from a Protestant Catholic family background, hello, figure that mix out, right? In the 50s, there was incredible discrimination towards my parents from both sides. It was like there was no win on this one. Anyway, but I can remember the distinct argument going on, because that was kind of an argument that was going on as a young kid, but with John Kennedy. And John Kennedy, the nation was aghast because he was the first Catholic to run for president. And everybody was just all a-twitter about whether or not John Kennedy was going to be, where's his loyalty going to be? Is his loyalty going to be first to the Pope or to the Constitution? That was just the quintessential question. To the Pope or to the Constitution? And as it turned out, in my opinion, history indicates that it was to the Constitution, not to the Pope. That's my opinion. And I think the American people made a judgment call at the time to elect John Kennedy, at believing that they would believe him, that his oath, then I think it was discussed many, many times. And again, I'm thinking way back as a kid in 1960. Oops, boy, did I slip, huh? But I'm looking back at that history, and is it going to play out in present day today as a discriminator, I guess you can say? in the hearings in the Senate against any of the judicial candidates who are Roman Catholic. Will that part play out? Or the other part, which will be the more predominant theme, anti-Catholicism vis-a-vis abortion. Will that be a part of it? So you got two elements going on there. Simply because are they going to be being attacked because they're going to be pledging allegiance to the Pope first? Or are they going to be pledging allegiance, or are they going to be swearing that oath and believing in the oath that the Constitution comes first relative to their job and what they're doing? Those are going to be the big things. My impression about what the Democrats are going to do, number one, they're going to come out tooth and nail because they know that any one of their candidates, Catholic or not, conservative, they're going to just go absolutely bonkers crazy to try and stop any of these candidates from getting in there. You're already hearing about the fight. And, of course, now it's going on in August. And everybody's saying, oh, you just can't do that in election year. All right. That was the Joe Biden argument. And the bigger question that once they get to the Senate, once there is a pick and they go to the hearings and everything, and there's a vote before they call the Senate term over, and there's a vote, what's that vote going to look like? Remember, there's only 51 Republicans, and John McCain, you know, he's like, he's at home resting. He's not available. So what is that? You're going to have to get a Democrat or two to come along here. That's really what may, in fact, happen. Or make sure all of your Republicans are in line. I mean, what if you have a Protestant Republican who doesn't like the Catholic business if there's a Catholic candidate? Just on the first notion of the incidences before before our country was formed, it goes back to that. Or you have a Republican who may believes in abortion. I mean, I doubt it. I think it's pretty obvious to me that most of these Republicans are going to go along. But, you know, John, if you take a look at John McCain, of course, he's not in, I don't think he's even part of the evaluation that's going on. But you can see the trouble that's ahead for this candidate. And they're going to try and get them through during August, which is just a month away. And they're lining up right now. So this is what we think we know so far. Fox News is told that Trump has interviewed six candidates. And here they are. Appeals Court judges Brett Kavanaugh, Raymond Kettledge, Amy Coney Barrett, Amal Thapar, and Joan Larson, and Thomas Hardiman. The interviews comprise seven conversations. Trump talked to one candidate twice. No news on who that is. Well, maybe say it. It says multiple sources indicated that Kavanaugh, Kettledge, and Barrett are currently the focus of attention. Amy Coney Barrett. The president also had an additional phone call with Utah GOP Senator Mike Lee, though Fox News is told the call was not a formal interview and more to ask Lee his thoughts on who would make a good nominee. Multiple sources told Fox News that while Lee is on the president's broader list of 25 potential candidates, he has vowed to choose from he is not currently under consideration to replace Kennedy. Intense pressure campaign is being waged on the sidelines by conservative and liberal interests alike. That's what I'm talking about. There's going to be I'm reading this cold, so I didn't have any heads up on this, but that's exactly what I was saying earlier. There's this intense campaign is being waged because there's so many multiple sources coming at people. It says Democratic-aligned groups are pressuring potential swing senators, especially moderate Republicans like Alaska, Lisa Murkowski and Maine Susan Collins, there you go, to oppose Trump's eventual nominee, arguing in part that landmark decisions like abortion legalizing Roe versus Wade could be at risk. Conservative groups, meanwhile, have sought to sway the president's decision-making, including a whisper campaign against Kavanaugh, over everything from his ties to the George W. Bush administration to a past Obamacare ruling, while some critics have claimed that 2011 case helped pave the way for the law's eventual individual mandate to help to be upheld by the Supreme Court. Others say the criticism is unfounded and Kavanaugh actually spoke out against the mandate. You can see how they're attacking him now. So they got the Obama thing on Kavanaugh. And what about the other one, though? We're going to get, when we come back, we got a break coming up. Come back, we're going to hear from Fox Business, Maria Bartiromo, on this, because I think they've got some pretty good information to share about this. And this is from this morning, I guess. This is what Fox News Business. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, right to voice. You have a right to your voice. Yes, you do. No censorship, but right to voice. It's the new Facebook for conservatives. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Concern to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server. Those are your words. In her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time to battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Very latest signs of the deepening political divide. Joining us right now is former Pennsylvania Congressman Jason Altmaier, author of Dead Center, How Political Polarization Divided America and What We Can Do About It. Congressman, good to see you this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
The president will be announcing his decision on a Supreme Court justice on Monday, a choice that will certainly face scrutiny from the left. He addressed this issue in my exclusive interview with him on Friday. Here's what he said.
It's probably going to be vicious because the other side, all they can do is obstruct and resist. You know, the whole thing is resist. But and maybe someday we'll be able to get along with the other side. I don't know. But right now it's only resist. That's all they want to do is stop things from happening. So they're going to try very hard. But I think it's going to go actually very quickly if I pick the right person.
Congressman, the president is calling what it is. It is vicious. We see that playing out every day. What's your take on all of this?
Well, these are very important issues. We're obviously talking about the Supreme Court. We're talking about tilting the balance of the Supreme Court towards the conservative side for probably a generation. So, of course, the Democrats are going to have concerns about that.
And what about Trump's legacy? This is a huge ordeal, getting two Supreme Court justices in his first year. How do you see this impacting his legacy?
Well, of course, it depends on how the confirmation process goes, and it depends on who he picks and the legacy of those justices. But certainly it puts the president in position to shape the impact of the court for 20 years or more. So I think he's being deliberate on good count, because he needs to pick the right person, somebody who can win confirmation, somebody who's going to make, from his perspective, the appropriate decisions. But those decisions are going to carry on long after he's left the presidency.
By the way, this is why the left is so insane over this president, because he is going to be one of the most consequential presidents we've seen in a long time, just by his federal judge and Supreme Court justice picks.
I think so. If he were to pick Judge Barrett, I think in particular that would put the Democrats in a very difficult position. In addition to having a very impressive family and resume background, she's from Indiana. That's going to put some of the targeted Democrats in a difficult position in the Senate. And she won confirmation very recently at the end of last year. So I think that pick in particular would be the pick that the Democrats would have the hardest time opposing.
So then they're going to have to vote for her. Then
there were, I pointed out last hour, there were three Democrat senators, the senator from Indiana who voted for Amy Barrett, also Joe Manchin and Tim Kaine of Virginia. But on that note, it definitely seems like some, if not many, on the left, Jason, have become unhinged, and they're trying to make this purely about Roe v. Wade. And I think that when you turn this into a single issue appointment and make it about abortion.
I want to stop here because let me tell you a little bit about Amy Barrett and why she's so important. She was a clerk for Justice Antonin Scalia. She seems to be the front runner from what I've been reading over the weekend. Here's the situation. It comes down to this whole thing. It may come down to her Roman Catholic faith. Okay, now remember, Judge Antonin Scalia was a strong Roman Catholic, a conservative Roman Catholic, I guess you can say. And there's obviously a demarcation. I had a very interesting conversation with a very strong Roman Catholic yesterday about his Pope. Which we're going to probably open that one up for a conversation or two because of the Pope being a Jesuit and so on. And they had some very strong opinions about that, trust me. Anyway, but remember, I'm going to throw this out. Justice Antonin Scalia was a Roman Catholic. Now, remember, it was John Kennedy who kind of really opened the doors for this back in 1960. So will the argument go away relative to her Roman Catholic faith? I think that argument's not on the table too much, especially if you go with this Amy Barrett. Remember, Amy Barrett, this is her resume, a former law clerk to Justice Antonin Scalia and longtime Notre Dame Law School professor who serves on the Seventh Circuit U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Conservative groups rallied around Barrett after her confirmation hearing last year featured questioning from Democrats over how her Roman Catholic faith would affect her decisions. And, of course, she came through pretty much unscathed on that.
And again, the Democrats said this that Roe v. Wade would be overturned, and it stood for five decades. They said that about Justice Kennedy, Clarence Thomas, David Souter, Chief Justice Roberts, and Sam Alito when they were nominated to the high court, or when they were picked. And so it doesn't really ring true, despite the fact they're a louder crowd on the left nowadays because they've got social media.
Right, which is why that was the first question I asked the president on Friday. Are you going to ask your nominees beforehand what their views are on Roe v. Wade? And he said, absolutely not. Congressman.
Yeah, abortion is a very important issue, and that along with same-sex marriage is probably the two social policy issues that are most in jeopardy with the outcome of this pick. So the Democrats are focusing on those. And on both of those issues, public opinion is with the Democrats. So in addition to them being where they believe they need...
This is Jason Atmier, and he's a former congressman from Pennsylvania. He's a Democrat.
Politically, they have public opinion on their side, and I think strategically they feel like that's the strongest point that they have to disrupt this nomination process. But
yeah,
it's going to come down
saying that
to
that's
those.
The point. He gets that. I mean, that, right, they're trying to make it all about Roe v. Wade, but he gets that.
Right. He knows that that's not a winning issue.
Right.
And if you vote, and if you're a Democrat in a Trump state and you vote against President Trump's nominee purely based on abortion, how does that help you if you're running for the Senate as a Democrat, particularly in a state like West Virginia? If you make it just about that,
if you
make it just about that issue, that can come back even on the left to bite you. Yeah.
I think those states that everyone knows about, Indiana, West Virginia, maybe Missouri with Senator Haskell, those are the states where you probably are going to be able to pick up one, two, maybe three Democrats, Senator Heitkamp also, because they probably are going to lose one or two Republicans along the way. So it's going to be a tough fight, but the Democrats definitely are at the disadvantage.
Congressman, I want to ask you about the immigration debate. The president has been tweeting this morning that the Democrats lose when they attack ICE, and that it's going to help the Republican Party.
Well, that's for another conversation. I'm not going to have them talk about that right now. Well, we're not going to talk about that. We're going to bring that up. ICE is becoming a big deal, obviously, for the left. But anyway, I think that this whole thing is going to come down to Amy Barrett. That's what I think. I have no front runner here. I mean, I just want to stop abortion. I just got to let you know right up front. That's the way I feel. I always have. I don't think I've ever hid it from anybody on this radio show how I feel about abortion. And the sooner we can stop this stuff and overturn Roe v. Wade, the better. So I think any one of the courts, any one of the nominees is probably going to go with that. I just think that's a given. Now every case is different, and you're going to hear from everybody who goes through this process, if it is Amy Barrett or not, they're always going to say it's every case is different. She could probably swing something, have a Roe v. Wade type case come to her, and everybody's thinking that she's going to overturn, and she might not. Every case is different. I get that. But the probability is very, very high that with whoever it's going to be in this case, Roe v. Wade will be overturned. That's the problem with the Democrats right now. They are facing that one, and their constituents aren't happy. But they're losing constituencies all over the nation. I wonder why. Is it because Trump is winning, maybe? We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Is a federal appeals judge from Indiana whose perceived views on abortion are being closely scrutinized. So we decided to take a closer look at Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
Amy Coney Barrett received a shocking introduction to Washington politics when she faced off with Democratic senators last year at her confirmation hearing to sit on the Seventh Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals.
The dogma lives loudly within you. And that's of concern.
Barrett's response was measured but on point.
If you're asking whether I take my faith seriously and I'm a faithful Catholic, I am, although I would stress that my personal church affiliation or my religious belief would not bear on the discharge of my duties as a judge.
It is the 46-year-old's perceived views on the intersection of faith and the law that has drawn praise from conservatives and concern among progressives. She told a 2006 Notre Dame Law School graduating class, quote, "Your legal career is but a means to an end, and that end is building the kingdom of God. If you can keep in mind that your fundamental purpose in life is not to be a lawyer, but to know, love, and serve God, you truly will be a different kind of lawyer." The rhetoric matches that of her mentor, Justice Antonin Scalia, for whom she clerked in 1998. She recalled he was a tough but fair boss.
In these conferences where you debated the merits of cases, you really had to be on your feet. You had to know your stuff inside and out. You had to be articulate.
Like the late Justice, Barrett has a large family. She's the mother of seven children. Barrett's talked about the challenges of juggling a busy home life and an academic career as a law school professor. But it was her successful political audition to serve as a judge that sources say impressed the White House. Much of the Senate's focus was on abortion rights.
And you have no personal beliefs as to whether Roe was correctly decided.
I'm sure that every nominee before you has beliefs about that precedent and many other, but all nominees are united in their belief that what they think about a precedent should not bear on how they would decide cases.
Barrett was more pragmatic 2 years ago, just days before the presidential election, about the chances Roe v. Wade would be overturned in the coming years.
I don't think the core case, the Roe's core holding that, you know, women have a right to an abortion, I don't think that would change. But I think the question of whether people can get very late-term abortions, you know, how many restrictions can be put on clinics, I think that would change.
Some conservatives claim it is Judge Barrett's faith that could turn out to be her biggest problem, at least for some senators. David French at the National Review says Amy Coney Barrett is at the peak of her profession. She shares faith practices with millions of her co-religionists. Her faith experience is their faith experience. And if progressives seek to block her from the nation's highest court because of it, they'll betray our nation's founding ideals. Let's talk about it with former Arkansas Governor, Fox News contributor Mike Huckabee. He joins us now live to weigh in. Governor, what do you make of this conversation that was so pointed with her, especially during her Senate confirmation for the circuit court level, about what she really believes? The questions are sort of, so you really believe in the Bible? That's the tone a lot of people felt like she was getting.
Yeah, I was wondering, are we still in America? It used to be that we said that we didn't want a person to establish a particular religion. Now it seems like that people like the senator from San Francisco would say, you're acceptable only if you have no religion whatsoever.
Yeah, that seems to be the central theme. And, you know, this whole thing about Catholic versus a non-Catholic, Protestant, and so on. I share a lot of those views, of course, as a Protestant, and you know, our founding as a Protestant nation, as a Protestant nation, and of course, the founding fathers were almost all Protestants. That's something that should not escape anybody. But Catholics in America are a lot different breed of cat, in my opinion. And so that it's kind of buffered conservative Catholics, I think you'd probably say. And of course, this is wide open for discussion. We should probably put this out on the phone lines. You know, this is going to be, I think, a big deal to the Democrats. They're going to be wondering how they can knock this one off. I don't think they can. They just recently approved her. She's also very, very strong in how she, in her opinions. And I think that, and of course, the big one for I really think that the bigger problem for these people and what they really want to do is stop anybody who has any kind of semblance of having any kind of contact with Antonin Scalia. That's really what I think. I think if it's going to come down to anything, it will come down to that for Amy Kennedy.
That's absurd. Of the Supreme Court, five are Catholic, three are Jews, and one is an Episcopalian. I might could argue, Shannon, that we really ought to have an evangelical. But you know what? I don't care what the religious background is. I want a constitutionalist. I want someone who approaches the job of a justice of the Supreme Court with a very clear understanding that it's not their job to bring their personal views to their decisions, but it's their job to look at what the words of the Constitution say. Now, they can't separate from it. I'm refreshed that Amy Coney Barrett is a person who takes her faith seriously. Good for her. I'd hate for someone to say, you know, I'm a Christian, but I'm not much of one because I don't really believe that stuff. Well, then don't be one. Then I would say she's a phony. I don't want her as a justice. I like that she's sincere and genuine, and I don't think that ought to be a factor. It's going to be hard for some of these Democrats who were for her in the Seventh Circuit to suddenly say, something happened, I'm not for her anymore.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely got a number of those votes. And key people like Senator Donnelly, obviously from Indiana, who is in a tough re-election race and will have to think very hard about that vote, should she be the nominee. Now, I want to read a tweet this weekend from Supreme Court analyst and author Jeffrey Toobin says this. He says, see the new U.S. Supreme Court clearly. Abortion illegal. Doctors prosecuted. Gay people barred from restaurants, hotels, stores. African Americans out of elite schools. Gun control banned in 50 states. The end of regulatory state. If that's what's coming, I don't think anybody is looking forward to that, Governor.
Shannon, quite frankly, I think in future medical school discussions, when they say here are symptoms of insanity, they're going to show that tweet from Jeffrey Toobin and say, this is what happens when a person loses his mind.
I would agree. Anyway, by the way, she's a conservative woman on the Supreme Court, potentially. Think about it. How many conservative women are there now? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and write to voice. You have your right to voice, the alternative to Facebook for conservatives.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things happening at newcaliforniastate.com. The 51st State of the Union. I'll tell you, this is a driving force in the nation right now. Interesting to see how things are playing out all along the schemata of whether or not Californians want a new state or not. And of course, that's going to be decided here pretty soon. To say the least, it's going to be decided here pretty soon. So anyway, I want to thank you for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Coming up at the close of the hour, a lot of things coming up in the next hour or two or three or four, how many hours are you going to listen to us? You can also remember to visit our website and check out the podcast, because the podcasts go right up after the show. and you'll be able to listen to the shows on the podcast. We also understand, we're trying to get the telephone number to listen to the radio show, because a lot of people listen on their telephone, and for some reason our connectivity has been down. We think for like the last week or so. So we're trying to resolve that problem. That problem should be resolved here probably, I hope, by the end of the day. Or it might be resolved right now. I just haven't checked. But anyway, just a couple of things going on technically here. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, though, for all of your informational needs relative to the world around you. And remember, right to voice. You have a right to voice. No more censorship from Facebook and Google. Right to voice. R-I-G-H-T, the number two, voice. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back.